Hey, I just wanted to make a quick video and just come on and kind of show my face and let you know who I am. I am just coming on to give you guys some words of encouragement and just to fill you up with some hope. Just to know that God is greater, God is bigger, God is with us, He's not failed us. He is with us in this journey. He says He never leave us nor forsake us. So I just want to come on and encourage you all today and just tell you that your hope, let your hope soar. Let God become your everything, where when you feel weak, He is strong. When things don't look the way they're supposed to look, God is there. He's in it all. And He just wants to strengthen us. He just wants to bring us from glory to glory. There was times in my life that I was uncertain of what was going to happen. I didn't know which way they were going to go or what was going to happen next, but I had to trust in the Lord. You know, when I was going through some problems, when I first came to the Lord, I was learning about faith. And faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen. And God wants us to increase our faith, but also He wants to give us new hope to where we don't look at our circumstances and look what's going on around us, but we look to Him because He is the author and perfecter of our faith. So today may look bleak, but tomorrow we're not going to look the same. So right now, I just want to pray for you. I want to lift you up in prayer. I want to glorify our Father in heaven. Yes, you know, sometimes things look horrible, but you know what? When we can get into the right position is on the floor. The right position is on our knees. The right position is worshiping our Heavenly Father, where He brings us up higher. We can't do it on our own. God has to do it. But we have to be willing to say, you know what, God, I don't like what I'm seeing today. I don't like what I'm hearing today, God, but I trust You. I may not have a job today, but God, I know that You're going to supply every one of my needs according to Your riches and glory. So I thank You, Father God, now for those that are listening to this, Lord God. Father God, I speak joy over them. I speak life over them. I speak a peace over them. I speak a rest over them. I thank You, God. I thank You, God. If God be for them, who can be against us? So I thank You, Father God, their faith is arising today, God. I thank You, Father God, that they are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. I thank You, Father God, that they are the head and not the tail, that they are above and not beneath. I thank You, Lord, this day. I thank You, God, for You are mighty to save, God. You are a miracle-working God. I thank You, God, that You are supplying their needs, God. I thank You, Father God, that You are working in their life even though they cannot see it, God. I thank You that You've done it for me, God. You're going to do it for them. So, Father God, I thank You again, Lord, and I praise Your mighty name, God, for You are worthy to be praised. There is no one like You, God. So I really am sensing this in my spirit, that this is a time to get on our knees. This is a time to be in repentance. This is a time to be humble before our God. You know, He's the one that moves the mountains. We can't move the mountains out of the way. Only God can. So I thank You, God. Father God, I ask that You would strengthen these people, God. I ask that You would strengthen them, Lord God. I thank You that the joy of the Lord is their strength in Jesus' name. I bless You. I bless You. I bless You. And Father God, I ask that You would come and pour out Your love upon them, even in a greater measure, God. In Jesus' name I pray this day. Amen and amen.